Sech Teshuvos Perek Beis Mishnah Dan. So the previous Mishnah told us that if Beis Din paskened wrongly, they normally had to, and Rav the Tzibur followed their psak, they had to bring a parhalim davar. But by the case of Tumah, they do not have to bring a parhalim davar, even if Rav the Tzibur followed their psak, because the carbon that's brought is a carbon oil of yared. The only time you bring a parhalim davar is if the carbon that would be brought is a chatas. So now the Mishnah wants to tell me, when are they chayv a parhalim davar? Veizahi mitzvah saseh, veizah mitzvah saseh, shevanida, shechayav an aleo. What's the case of a mitzvah saseh of a nida that you chayv a carbon oil of, that you chayv a parhalim davar? Hayim mishamish ima tahira. Someone was being mishamish, he was having tashmish with a tahira. Va'amra loy nitmesi, in the middle of the tashmish, he says, I am now tamei. Uparish miyad, and he separated from her, he's chayv. Why? The yitzia, the separating from her, is just as much hana as the bi itself. So therefore, he should have waited until he no longer would be having hana from the tashmish, and then separate from her instead of separating right away. So if Beis Din paskind on this case that it's mutter to be parish miyad, since that's something that's chayev achatos on a shaygik, and amazed the chayev karis, that would be a case that for such a psak you'd be chayev a par helam davar. Mishnah, hey, Rabbi Elazar Omer hasheretz v'nala mimenu. So Rabbi Elazar argues in the previous Mishnah, two Mishnahs ago, and he says hasheretz v'nala mimenu. Since it says v'nivlas sheretz tami v'nala mimenu, that's coming to teach me al helam sheretz chayev. You chayev if you forget that you're tami, that the person became tami to a sheretz. For forgetting that you're in the Migdash or forgetting that it is the Migdash. Rabbi Akiva learns it out of a different pasuk. It says, you only chayiv for forgetting the tumah of the person. You're not chayiv for helam Migdash. Rabbi Yechanan holds that the whole machlekes is just how to learn it out. However, the Gemara says that it could be that there's more to the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Lezer holds that you only chay for helam tumam if you knew mitchila that you were nitba b'sheretz or nevela, but if to begin with you never knew you became tame, and you didn't know what you became tame with a sheretz or nevela. You don't know exactly how you became tame, so then you potter. Rabbi Akiva holds that as long as you knew you became tame, even though you don't know how you became tame, you don't know whether it was a sheretz or a nevela, in either one of those cases, you chayiv a carbon for helam tumah, you'll be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. So that's the way Chizki holds. Chizki holds, they're arguing how much you had to have known mitchila in order to be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. Rabbi Yechanan says they're just arguing in where the drasha is, that it's only for helam tumah and not for helam migdosh. Rabbi Shmuel Omer v'nalam imenu shnei pa'amim. It says v'nalam twice. So that, what do we learn from there? It says v'nala mimenu v'utami v'ashem. And after that it says v'nala mimenu v'yada v'ashem. So what does this teach me? L'chayiv al helam tumah v'al helam migdash. Y'chayiv for both, whether you forgot tumah, whether you forgot migdash. Either case, you're going to be chayiv a carbon. Have a good day.